Good morning, and please be seated. So good to see you. It's good to have a full church this morning as well. You may have noticed something a little different today. This is Music Sunday. On the third Sunday of Advent, we have this tradition of having a service of lessons and carols and special music. And so you're treated to that today, and I trust you'll find your heart blessed as you take it all in and be strengthened to follow Jesus this week. I just welcome everyone. If you're a visitor today, thanks a lot for being here. It means a lot to us that you're here among us, and we always encourage folks who might even be here for the very first time, just stop by our welcome desk. There's a smiling face there. There's a gift bag for you. We'd love to be able to just answer any questions, help you know how to get connected here at Central Church. And good morning to radio congregation and Facebook congregation worshiping with us as well today. Hey friends, we have had just a great month celebrating Advent, making our way toward the celebration of the birth of Christ. And this week we've got some good stuff going on as well. Wednesday, after the wonderful Wednesday meal, Wednesday evening, we're going to do caroling. Caroling for all ages is happening. So come on out and be a part of that. Have the meal and let's go out and carol in our city together. Another thing that's coming up Saturday, Pastor Chris is going to host a winter solstice walk. That's another tradition around here, and this year we'll be moving about the city here with some quiet times and reflections and candles, and that'll be special as well. Also want to mention out at the connection table this morning, we're doing our sign-up for our stint at the Safe Harbor Shelter. So each year we need about 200 volunteers to staff our 2 weeks at Safe Harbor, providing meals and being present and cleaning and a variety of things that happened as we care for our neighbors there. So you can talk with Terry Johnson, Kathy Daly are out there. They'd love to get you signed up, answer any questions. The dates for training are available there too. There's trainings happening here at the shelter. And this year, you can even do trainings online and pass a little test. So how about that? That's kind of nice. But please, sign up for Safe Harbor. Now, last Sunday, I mentioned to you that we might have to cancel Christmas Eve if we didn't get enough Christmas Eve angels to sign up, right? So I'll be a little more gracious, though, and because they're starting to come in. But we still need some more folks to sign up, to be greeters and ushers, and help us with cleanup afterward. So please, pull that out and fill it out. If you're going to be here, say, 7 o'clock, maybe come a little early to greet, stay a little late to clean up, that type of thing. So please, help us out on Christmas Eve. Many hands make light work. All right. Some celebrations. You know, we raise a lot of money for missions around here, and I always like to report back what has been given to different projects. So last Wednesday, our Advent event happened. The UMW, United Methodist Women, had their cookie walk. They raised $900 for missions doing that. Also, we had our jazzy Christmas concert here last Sunday afternoon, and over $3,000 was raised for our outreach ministries. So that's a great thing. And then finally, we got our numbers back for the fall crop walk. And we raised $2,100 to help, as we say, help stamp out hunger with that walk. So good job. Thank you for your generosity, friends. All right. I think that is all that I need to name today. And at this point, then, we're going to call each other to worship and light our Advent wreath. Please join with me. I'll begin, and then there'll be a response for you. So we have lit the first two candles of Advent, one for hope, one for peace. Today we light the third candle, candle of joy. Now this should be easy because joy is all around us, in the children, the lights, the music, the gathering together. But how often do we let our preparations or our memories push joy to the side? Joy is like that underground spring welling up within us. But joy is also a choice, an attitude, like a muscle that needs to be exercised. And so today we open ourselves to joy, trusting that God has already planted it in us. All we need to do is give it care and offer to share it. Together, loving God, we open ourselves to you, trusting that this is how you made us.
You created us for joy-filled hearts and lives. Show us the creative power of hope. Teach us the peace that comes from justice. Fill us with the kind of joy that cannot be contained, but must be shared. Prepare our hearts to be transformed by you, that we may walk in the light of Christ.
Amen.
The order of our service is a little different today. We'd like to have this be the time when we might give of ourselves. And you might sit there and think you have a money gift to give to what God's doing in our vision here. Or maybe you'll look over that safe harbor need and think, where will I use my presence and my availability for what God is about in our midst? Let's receive the offering today, and we will sing while we're seated.
Thank you.
We pray in this moment, with the sound of the fanfare of joy of these carols in our ears, but if we're honest, also the longing and the lament that the world is not as it should be. We come here thinking of others who need joy, for whom it does not reside in their situation. We pray, God, we make the stretch in this Advent that the gifts of our very selves and the way you show up in our life and the way that you will use these gifts that we have put in these plates to extend something you are doing in the world that's all about fairness and justice and dignity and seeing sacred worth in all. We pray your help in carrying this out. And so we speak the words that Jesus taught, that baby grown to be a fierce prophet, Messiah, as he taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is kingdom, and power, and glory forever and ever.
Thank you, children. Not only did we hear a beautiful song, but we learned some French, didn't we? That was wonderful, my goodness. We move now into our service of lessons and carols, and you'll notice that the scripture readings today are from the King James Version. I mention that because that old English isn't something we use all that often, and so you'll hear some words and phrasing that maybe are a little unfamiliar, but I think this translation just has such richness to it that listen in and let the readings bless you. So we begin with the prophets foretelling the coming of the Messiah, the Savior. And we turn to Isaiah, who said, The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
If you have ever longed for this world to be more fair and more just, for the powerful to not squash the little guy, then you can relate to this dream that the prophet puts out, that there could be a day when winners and losers don't happen like it is today. Hear the reading of the prophet. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, Jesus' ancestor. And a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. and shall make of him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
The Gospels point toward Jesus of Nazareth as a fulfillment of the prophetic hope that was spoken, that we just heard of, that indeed he was the Messiah, the Christ. And we hear that now from the Gospel writer Matthew, who speaks of the birth of Jesus. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. I believe that means kept hush-hush. When his mother Mary was espoused to Jesus before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. And then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public example, was minded to put her away privily. And while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of by the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Oh, what a precious promise. Oh, what a gift of love. The angel tells a virgin that she's gonna have a son. And though it's a precious promise, she wonders, how can this be? What will people say? And what if Joseph can't believe? And her questions and her fears are met with an overwhelming joy that God has chosen her. Oh, what a precious promise. Mary waits as heaven comes to earth. Oh, what a precious promise. Oh, what a gift of love. And Joseph makes his choice to do what few men would have done. To take Mary as his bride, when she's already carrying a child that isn't his own. Oh, what a precious promise. Mary and the child will have a home. And shepherds stand on a hillside, their hearts racing with the news the angel told them. Just promise is unfolding. Oh, what a precious promise. Oh, what a gift of love. The waiting is now over and the time has finally come. For the God who made this world to roll back the curtain, passion for man. Oh, what a precious promise. Lying in a manger in Bethlehem. Oh, what a precious promise. Lying in a manger in Bethlehem.
So as that contemporary song tells us, Mary did some waiting. I imagine as all women do, anticipating the birth of a child. But Mary's waiting had a fierceness to it. No passive character of the Nativity, this Mary. She anticipated something may be fulfilled in making the world more right and just through this child she would bear. Her words, the gospel writer gives her, say this. And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath shown strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. He hath spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her cousin, about 3 months, and then returned to her own house."
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know?
Like the Gospels of Matthew and Luke that begin with family stories and lineage leading up to the birth of Christ, John takes a different approach. Here we kind of get a behind-the-scenes look at what's going on in the coming of Christ. And if you listen closely, you'll hear something reminiscent to that very first book of the Bible where it says, "In the beginning." Here we are listening to a new beginning in the coming of Christ. From John, the first chapter.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. And he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Just run.
Beloved, are we not the richer for there being so many voices in music that call attention to the incarnation? Yes, yes. In this past hour, we've heard hymns that are 300 years old, and we've heard songs with a Latina rhythm where a new generation is announcing Christ among us. It is good. It is all good. And now we're going to have words, a litany from a contemporary voice. We're moving away from King James English to the great writer Ann Weems. I want you to join me. I'll have a part and you'll have a part. In each heart lies a Bethlehem, an inn where we must ultimately answer whether there is room or not. When we are Bethlehem bound, we experience our own advent in His. When we are at Bethlehem bound, we can no longer look the other way, conveniently not seeing stars, not hearing voices. We can no longer excuse ourselves so busily tending our sheep in our kingdoms. This Advent, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us. In the midst of shopping sprees, let's ponder in our hearts the gift of gifts. Through the tinsel, let's look for the gold of the Christmas star. In the excitement and confusion, in the merry chaos, let's listen for the brush of angels' wings. This Advent, let's go to Bethlehem and find our kneeling place. Let's stand together and sing this great old Charles Wesley hymn.
Hearts have been filled to overflowing with this good news message of the hope and the peace and the joy and love of Christ come to us. I pray this week that that would continue to bubble up in your life all week, that you might have something to share, and indeed you do, for the love of God is with you. Thanks be to the Lord. Amen.